My guest today is Angela Munson of the Bits and Bridles 4-H Club in Aurora County, where she's been a member for 8 years. Angela, thanks for visiting with us today. And I know this has been a most unusual year due to the COVID-19 pandemic and its impact on 4-H activities. So how did the cancellation of numerous 4-H events impact you and your club?
It was just hard for our club to get together and really do things and stay connected during the pandemic, because we usually have a meeting after each event that's held at the Ag Building, and it was just hard to get together and have meetings.
How important is having regular club meetings?
It's pretty important, because you want to stay active within your club, and it's really important to stay connected within your club so you have a nice, close relationship. And that way, if some of your club members aren't able to get projects done, you could host a meeting to have a project meeting, or you can host a meeting to even work on your book for the year.
So please tell us about the 4-H projects and activities that you were able to do on your own.
Well, I was able to work with my cats that I will be showing, and I was able to take a lot of photography around town and even when I traveled out to the hills. And I was even able to work on a 4-stroke model engine that I built.
And during this time, where or who did you seek answers to questions regarding your projects?
Usually you would go to your leader, you would text him or call him, but I was just lucky enough to have my mother as our leader.
Angela, I see also that you were involved in a Top Chef project. Please tell us about that.
So Top Chef, you go in and you bake a dish within an hour and a half in front of a judge. And you usually go in before the competition, and you draw whether you're going to be baking a sweet or savory dish. But this year, due to the pandemic, someone drew for you, and I got a savory dish. And to make it kind of like a challenge, they made us use 2 letters from the word COVID, and I got the letters D and O. And so I decided to make a taco casserole, and my 2 letters that I used were Doritos and onions.
And how did you do with your Top Chef project?
I got a purple, and I was top senior overall.
Now, at this point, the South Dakota State Fair is scheduled to go on as planned. Are you planning to participate in the fair this year?
I am.
What do you have in mind for the state fair?
As of now, I am going to go and CDM judge, which is, that's just a virtual thing this year. But I still plan on doing it, and I plan on entering some static events.
What kind of static exhibits?
Like my photography and my model engine that I built.
Angela, once we get past this pandemic, what's the first 4-H activity that you want to resume doing?
I just really want to get back to being able to help the community with the suppers, because when they're free will donation, they bring in a lot of money. And we are able to help give that back to the community.
Angela, one final question for you. If someone were to approach you and ask why they should join 4-H, what would you tell them?
It's a lot of fun, and it just feels so great being able to give back to the community like we can. And you make a lot of new friends, and you're able to do a lot of fun activities through 4-H.
And my guest today has been Angela Munson of the Bits and Bridles 4-H Club in Aurora County on KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490.